It's Marketplace Tech for March 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The refugee crisis across the Atlantic seems to grow in scope and intensity every day. Reports this week say Greece's economy, already in a bad way, is suffering further from the impact of hundreds of thousands of people fleeing Syria and the Middle East. Turkey, meanwhile, is pushing a deal with the European Union to tighten Mediterranean Sea borders to slow the flow of migrants into Greece. Many of the people coming from Syria have basic needs: sustenance, shelter, and protection in tricky political situations. But the nonprofit edX wants to go further. It's partnering with an NGO to try to provide online education to refugees as well. Anant Agarwal is founder of edX and has been in Austin at South by Southwest EDU. I understand your organization next month will start partnering with an NGO to provide education to refugees.
So we have partnered with Chiron. They are a NGO, and they are very interested in solving the refugee education problem. So we see just millions of refugees, extremely sad, from all over the world, particularly Syria and the Middle East, pouring into Europe and other countries. I mean, I think it's a global crisis. It's really important that we help educate them. And for those that are already educated, we give them skills to get jobs. Otherwise, we have an even bigger crisis on our hands. So we partnered with Chiron. They have selected about 300 edX courses. And the refugees will be able to take these courses completely online.
And would that help them get degrees from institutions?
Once they take the courses online on edX and they earn certificates, then Chiron is working with a number of universities in Europe and around the world that will give credit for the edX certificates within their own universities for the refugees.
I have to say, this sounds like a great idea, but it feels pretty optimistic. I mean, the refugee crisis, a lot of people are just trying to get basic life-sustaining needs fulfilled. How is it going to work to actually have them get online and take these courses for long periods of time?
It doesn't have to be long periods of time. There's internet connections available. A lot of organizations are helping provide internet connections, and many of the refugees are already, you know, reasonably educated with a high school education or with partial education. And what this will do is enable them to learn on edX. But we want to provide meaningful education to learners all over the world and create a seamless environment where we work alongside universities, where people can do work online or be at the university and be able to go back and forth in a very seamless manner.
Anant Agarwal is founder of edX. Anant, thank you for talking with me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's Silicon Valley time today. My guest is Wells Dunbar. He's joining us from KUT in Austin, Texas, and he is the social media host for Texas Standard, the show which airs on radio stations across Texas. Wells, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I was born ready. Let's do this.
All right. The Texas pride. I like it. 73% of teachers.
I don't know, but I'm going to guess maybe those are teachers looking for more tech in the classroom.
You are so close, my friend. No cigar, but so close. It is actually 73% of teachers say they're already using online open resources more often than textbooks.
It seems pretty high, but yeah, I think we'll just see that number go up and up. It's wild stuff, and they've been talking about that stuff all week long at South by EDU. Well, I've got one for you. Are you ready?
Hit me, Wells.
All right.
I'm ready.
Okay, 15 American cities, states, and commonwealths.
Oh, I'm going to say 15 American cities, states, and commonwealths all voted in one of the pre-election elections.
Yeah, one of those caucuses or
something. Yeah, one of those caucuses or something, yeah. And they all voted on Facebook. I don't know.
You're on the right track politically. It does have to do with the president. Those are the 15 new communities coming online as part of President Obama's tech Higher initiative. This is a program he created last year to funnel more Americans into higher paying tech jobs. And one of those communities is here in Austin, which I'm sure Obama will mention in his keynote interview, kicking off South by Southwest Interactive today.
All right. We'll have to see. Wells, I got one for you. You ready? 13 replacements.
These aren't the replacement photos that Kim Kardashian put after that selfie on Instagram, are they?
That was a very, very admirable guess.
I try.
What I'm looking for here is 13 replacements of Donald Trump's name in this article that posted to Wired Magazine's website. Have you heard of this story?
Oh, yes, I have heard of this. There was some, it was like a Chrome extension
yes.
that turned Donald Trump's name into, what was it?
Someone with tiny hands.
Yeah, those Chrome extensions. I think there was another one that turned all mentions of like millennial into lizard people or something like that. So there's some good ones out there.
Well, my guest, Wells Dunbar, Austin-based social media host for Texas Standard, which airs on public radio stations across the state of Texas. Wells from KUT, thanks for playing along, man.
Thank you. It was fun.
We were just talking about Chrome extensions there. Well, here's a bit of news about another browser, Opera. The company that makes it just released a new developer's version, and one of the features that has been baked in is sure to be useful and controversial, a built-in suite of ad blockers. Opera says this makes pages load 45% faster than Chrome. Advertisers beware, ad haters rejoice. And yes, it is true, we will be at South by Southwest Interactive this year. You can follow me at The Brock Johnson on Twitter and get more from at Marketplace Tech. We'll have lots more on our adventures in Austin, Texas next week. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.